We're talking Lions and Cowboys. That's the late game on Sunday. BJ, what do you see in this one?
There are a lot of things that you've got to like about this game, but for me, I like the Cowboys in this game, and for no other reason than the strength of that offensive line, which coming into the season, there are a lot of young guys. You knew what Tyrone Smith, the left tackle, had as far as a ceiling above him, but Travis Frederick, and particularly the right guard, Zach Martin, all three of those guys are Pro Bowlers, have paved the way for running back DeMarco Murray, who led the league with 392 carries this year, had over 1,800 yards. I think it's taken a lot of the pressure off Tony Romo, and I expect to see that against a very good Lions defense a front that just got some recent good news regarding one of their key players.
Namakansu is back. For a second, he wasn't going to play, but he won his appeal. The NFL is saying that because of that precedent of not really punishing guys in the playoffs, it kind of gave him a little more leeway, and now he's back in the mix. And that's huge, because he leads a rushing defense that's number one in the NFL, only allow about 70 yards per game. And I think that could stop DeMarco Murray from really making a big difference in this game.
When you look at this Cowboys offense, what they may try and do is see what the Green Bay Packers did last week against that Lions defense. Because you talk about over the course of the season, this has been one of only three teams in the NFL in the Lions that have allowed less than 70 yards per game rushing. But the Packers last week, 152 yards on the ground. Eddie Lacy had 100 yards rushing. They may want to try to figure out what the Packers were able to do to find success and have that same success with DeMarco Murray.
This is a game that if they control DeMarco Murray, the Lions will have a real chance because you got Matt Stafford, sort of been in that pressure before, and the best wide receiver, in my opinion, in the league, Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson only played in 13 games this year because of injuries, but he still has the 8 touchdowns, and he's always a threat. And I think in this playoff game, he's going to be big.
I don't envy defensive coordinators trying to figure out ways to contain Calvin Johnson, because you can bracket him, you can put safeties over the top, you can do whatever you want, but he is still going to be a mismatch for whatever you try to do. It's just trying to contain him, which is still a lot easier said than done. I think for the same reason, trying to keep Stafford, Megatron off to the side, controlling the running game with those three Pro Bowl offensive linemen, and not necessarily put the entire game on the back of Tony Romo. It's always going to be one of the storylines because it's the Dallas Cowboys national audience as far as how he does in the playoffs, but he's got a pretty good elite receiver on his side as well in Dez Bryant.
I wasn't even going to bring up Tony Romo's name, but you did, and that's going to be a factor in this. This is a guy who historically has crumpled under the pressure. You hope maybe he does in this game. I happen to hope he does because I'm picking the Lions. And it's in the Palace. It's in front of Jerry Jones. They want a playoff win. It's going to be big for him to try to get that.
You talk about pressure, and I like that you brought up pressure in Tony Romo because go back to this offensive line. Rookie right guard Zach Martin has only allowed 8 quarterback pressures, 2 quarterback hits, and not a single sack this season on Tony Romo. It makes it a lot easier for Tony Romo to do his job when he's not got guys in his face and he has to deliver that ball to Dez Bryant, which I think he can do against this Lions secondary.
Well, that's why I was worried about the suit thing. Going back to it, I think he completes that defensive line. He completes that defense that's been able to contain the run. They can control Dez Bryant. I think they'll win this game.
I've got the Cowboys. Pete's got the Lions. Who do you guys got at home?